Tom, many people are aware of your magazine, Russell's Quarterly, but other than that, know nothing about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 26 years old. I'm married. It'll be 5 years next February. My wife and I are filmmakers. I also write some fiction for the Usenet news group rec.arts.comics.creative. I work part-time. I didn't go to college, and so my prospects for better employment are limited. I had a D-minus average in high school. I think I still come across as reasonably intelligent for someone without the benefits of a college education, but I like to advise anyone who can, please, go to college.
You are very creative, having made several films, Game Maker games, and of course, Russell's Quarterly magazine. You even found time to stand mayor of Dearborn. How do you manage this? It must take a lot of patience.
It's more than I'm impatient. I have a lot of different interests, and I kind of ping-pong back and forth between them. I have a lot of trouble, actually, staying focused on just one thing. But if I'm stuck on something, I can always work on something else and come back to it. And I find that one thing often informs another. I've learned a lot about spatial relationships working with video games. I bring that over to my filmmaking. That makes me a better filmmaker. And I'm very enamored with the idea of film being sculpting in time. And I can take that knowledge and move it over to video games or stories or music. So all the art forms are interrelated, and having an interest in all of them is really beneficial. So I think I really benefit from having a low attention span.
Unlike the more community-based magazines like Markup or Game Maker Tech, the majority of the articles written in Russell's Quarterly are written by yourself. Do you prefer to work alone or with a team?
I'd much rather work with a team. One thing that appeals to me about filmmaking is its collaborative nature. I'm actually quite eager to find writers who have opinions that are different than my own. I feel that I make the magazine stronger, more interesting, and more useful. I think a lot of the other magazines tend to attract more writers precisely because they are community-based. You can write about the GMC or Yo-Yo Games or one of the contests that are going on. You can do a code or a tutorial, or write about how to make your games more popular. Whereas my magazine is focused pretty specifically on game design, and online or in print, there's really a paucity of that kind of information. That's why I started the magazine. I think another problem is people look at my style, and they think that's the kind of writing that I want, and that's not the case. You know, I look at a lot of these online video game reviewers, these people who play the old janky games and swear a lot, like this guy Armaki21, and he has really great insights about game design. He just chooses to express them with a lot of F-bombs. That's his personal style. Now, my personal style is that I like semicolons and footnotes. And so really what I want are writers who know something about game design or have ideas about game design and can express it in their own personal style.
Scorps, Elite Space Escort Corps, your latest game, has a similar retro style to lots of your previous games. Do you design games like this to emulate older games, or is this the extent of your graphic capabilities?
It's a little of both, actually. I'm not a very good artist, at all. At the same time, there's something I find really appealing about pixel art. There is an economy, a simplicity, a beauty to it. My major problem is that I tend to work very small, 16 by 32, 48 by 32 pixels. When I have to do something bigger, like a boss sprite, I kind of freeze up. I get overwhelmed by the canvas. But when I'm working small, it's actually very peaceful for me, very nice, very soothing.